Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. It is Thursday, January 16th, 2020, and welcome back to the podcast. My name is Case. I am one half of Tulips Freedom. My wife, MP, is the other half, and of course, she's not going to be joining me on this episode. So this is episode 4 of the podcast, and I know the title has intrigued you all, and you want to know exactly what it is that I'll be talking about, and if this is some sort of clickbait title. Yes and no. I will be touching on the topic and giving my point of view on it. So I'm glad you came over for a listen, and I'm glad to be able to be in a place to tell you about it confidently and unashamed. So let's get right into it. All right, so let's go ahead and get into the meat and potatoes of this episode. So I do believe that there is a common misconception about what it looks like to be gay in America, what it looks like to be a black lesbian in America. You can type in black lesbian couple or even lesbian couple on YouTube, and the imagery that you will receive is going to be more often than not one that is very over-sexualized, one that is very hyper, one that is just, in my opinion, filled with actions that are absolutely unnecessary, or as if people have something to prove about their love. Well, if that is the gauge of whether or not someone is gay or lesbian or any other part of the LGBTQIABCDEFG diaspora, then I must be failing at that very miserably. I must come in at a negative 0.00007, or actually I'm going to say a negative 7.000, because I am absolutely on the opposite side of what that looks like. And recently, as it seems like it's the norm most weekends or weeks, my wife and I, we were in a heated discussion / mini argument. It was more of an exchange of heated words. It really wasn't an argument, but it definitely wasn't us being very nice to each other either. It came up that not only from my side of the family, specifically my mother and my brother, but on her side, her friends and family, their perception of me is that I am not indeed a lesbian and that I may be gay for pay. And this is not something that surprises me. This is something that she's thrown out over the years. And it's just been like water off my back, because to me, I don't know what that really means, because I don't know any other way to be except for myself. I am inherently not an overly affectionate person. I am not out here to prove my sexuality to anyone else. And I do realize that perception is reality for other people. So if you perceive me to be a straight woman, then I guess I am a straight woman to you. That does not mean I am a straight woman to myself, because that is not my perception of myself, and that is not how I identify. I am not in a place of feeling like I have to be overly slutty and sticking my tongue down someone's throat, or just being overly not myself to prove to other people in this gay and lesbian community that I am a lesbian. And nor do I feel I have to be that way towards people who are not in this community. And further, a lot of this comes from a place of people not knowing who I truly am. Let's tackle my mother and my brother, for example. My mother and my brother are my family, of course. They know me from basically my primary years, when I was younger, preteen, all the way up until, you know, high school, until I moved out. After that, their perception of me was one of familiarity, one that they've known of me because they grew up around me, but they didn't really witness my adulthood life. So they can't really speak on whether I am or I'm not because they don't know that part of my life. They know me in the phase of my life where I was growing. And to say and to hold someone to being the same person year after year as if they cannot evolve, if they are not fluid, as if they cannot change, is a gross misconception. What my mother and brother and other family and friends have known of me are possibly not the same as who I really am now. I think there are some truths that who people are at their core, and that has something to do with their character and personality, is who they are at their core. And again, that's a little shifty as well, because I feel like, you know, people can change as they grow. But there will be some key factors in pretty much everybody that never changes. But that does not mean that their belief system doesn't change, their sexuality may not change, their behaviors may not change. That is something that as we all grow and mature, that it can become, we can evolve into something else. And that's lifelong and ever changing. And so while I do understand where my family may see that I'm actually a straight woman and telling my wife that, in not so many words, that Casey's using you and she's gay for pay, I'm not sure where they got that understanding from. That's never been a conversation with them at all on any level. And as far as my wife's friends and family, when they choose to share that information with her and say, hey, I don't think that she is actually gay, well, I just have to stand back and say, well, you know, maybe their perception of being gay comes with a lot of affection, a lot of, how do I say this? I don't want to say slutty, but a lot of just inappropriate behaviors that aren't necessary to show to anybody else except for the person that you care about. And so when they do see us, or they have seen us interact on YouTube or Facebook Live or any other place, and they see that I am not this perception, I am not feeding into the perception of what gay should look like, this partying, hyper, tongue down your throat, extra touchy-feely, just wild off the chain person all over my wife, then that means that, of course, I must not be a lesbian. Well, hey, if that's what you think, then that's what you think. But further, I also don't understand how people can only be so one-dimensional to where they don't realize that everybody has many sides to them, depending on who they are around, the environment that they're in. And so what you see may not necessarily be the whole sum of who they are as a person. You're seeing one side. And so if I come across as cold or uninterested in anything, and in this case, we're talking about my wife, would one ever step back to be like, well, what is going on behind the scenes to maybe perhaps make her be like that? How did she grow up? Is she an affectionate person? Has she shown affection to other people in other relationships that she's ever been in? You know, did something happen prior to getting on camera to where she's being more distant? There's a lot of factors that go into it. Or is it just Casey's just who Casey is, and who she's with understands her personality and who she and how she responds, and they're okay with that? Until someone tries to put a bug in their ear and say, you know what, your wife is really not gay and she's only with you for the benefits. And to that I say, well, what benefits? I mean, because I guarantee that on the outside looking in, many people would love to trade shoes with me. But that is on the outside looking in. And once they put my shoes on, and if they actually have walked in these very shoes that I'm in, I guarantee that they will take these bitches off and shoot them right back at me. And so I encourage you guys to not necessarily believe that your perception is actually someone else's reality. It might be the reality for you because that is what you see and the image that is, you know, what makes you come up with that. However, that could be further from the truth. And that's something that I had to learn myself, because I can look at someone, let's just say we're looking at the Housewives of Atlanta, and what we see on screen is like, hey, that doesn't make me like that person. However, editing is a bitch. And so it is designed to make people see a certain side of a person that may not necessarily be the case. And you don't know necessarily everything that triggered that interaction. And the older I've become, I've learned, Casey, you can't always judge a book by just one aspect, by one type of interaction. You kind of got to know this person as a whole. And if you don't, refrain from judging. Refrain from coming up with some sort of opinion. Now, that is something different in terms of energy and aura. That's a whole other episode and things like that. But yeah, we should be at that age and that point in our lives where we're not taking things at face value, and we're digging a little deeper to understand that we don't know all of the pieces to this puzzle, period. And because we don't know all of the pieces to this puzzle, we cannot begin to fathom what this picture actually looks like when it's all together. So I'm saying that not necessarily to defend my case and try to say, oh, I am. Hey, if that's what you believe, then that is what you believe. However, I do put this out there just to remind you guys that everything that glitters is not always gold, and everything that looks like a lump of coal is not always not a diamond. And I know I said that kind of ass backwards, but you guys understand. It can look like a lump of coal and actually be a diamond. And it can glitter and actually be a lump of shit. So keep that in mind. So anyway, those are my thoughts for this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll catch you on the next go round. Peace out.